from Pacifica Radio. This is Democracy Now!
What do I remember about 1998?
Well, 1998 was kind of hard to swallow.
Wouldn't be nothing but trouble. You'll have enough of that if you don't get home.
Just a stroll across the water.
1998?
It reads like a novel, only it's nonfiction. It really happened.
Let's take the shortcut.
I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again.
A shortcut through 1998. Sit back and enjoy it. All that and more coming up on Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! Welcome to Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman. A senior Iraqi official is insisting that Iraqi air defenses had shot down an American or British plane yesterday. Revolutionary Command Council member General Ali Hassan al-Majid says their missiles shot down at least one of the many planes flying in Iraq's airspace. Yesterday, Iraqi officials said the U.S. and British planes had killed a farmer and destroyed a tractor when they attacked a southern village. But a U.S. Defense Department spokesman says Iraq had opened fire on U.S. and British aircraft patrolling the so-called no-fly zone over southern Iraq. Iraq has begun to insist it will no longer allow U.S. and British forces to enforce the no-fly zones in the north and south of the country, which they set up after the 1991 Gulf War. Meanwhile, Iraq's Deputy Premier Tariq Aziz is criticizing Arab League Chief Esmat Abdel-Majid, saying his decision to postpone a meeting to discuss U.S.-led air raids against Iraq is illegal and shameful. Aziz made the remarks in an editorial in an official Iraqi newspaper. Earlier in the week, he used the same space to attack Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and Jordanian Crown Prince Hassan for their stance on the U.S. and British air attacks. Aziz also said the current confrontation with the United States and Britain would continue. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Edward Walker is ordering the temporary closure of the American embassy in Tel Aviv after receiving a specific threat. U.S. Embassy spokesperson Larry Schwartz says the ambassador thought it prudent to close the embassy for New Year's Eve while they investigate. On grounds of sensitivity, Schwartz refused to say whether the threat came from an individual or an organization or whether it targeted specific embassy staff or the building itself.
What do I remember about?
You're listening to Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! Let's see if I can get through the news. Opening a rift with House prosecutors, Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott is suggesting President Clinton's impeachment trial be cut short unless an early preliminary vote finds that a two-thirds majority wants to proceed. Failure to attain that clear margin would open the door to a censure. I'm going to give the news over to Mario Murillo so that he can continue. Mario, we're talking about impeachment.
That's right, Amy, and just drink a little more of that water. In any event, the proposal, what they're saying, again, clearly alarmed lead House Prosecutor Representative Henry Hyde, wrote to Lott on Wednesday urging that he neither sacrifice substance and duty for speed nor unwisely short-circuit the first presidential impeachment trial in 130 years. The proposal jeopardizes plans for the 13-member team of so-called House managers to air its full case charging Clinton with perjury and obstruction of justice. Hyde wrote that the full presentation must include witnesses and that the managers have concerns with the proposal that none would be called. In addition to the two-thirds requirement for completing the trial, Lott and Democratic leader Tom Daschle discussed the possibility of a censure vote, according to a Senate leadership source who would not be quoted by name. Another Senate source, also speaking on condition of anonymity, said Lott and Daschle discussed opening the trial in early January with as few as 3 days of presentation, one day each for the House prosecutors and Clinton's defense team, and a third day for questions. Libya wants the United States to hand over 9 officials of the Reagan administration, one of them dead, to face charges in connection with U.S. air raids on Libya in 1986. The official Libyan news agency, JANA, quoted the Libyan attorney general as saying in a statement that warrants would be sent to the United States requesting the men's arrest and extradition to face charges in Tripoli. According to the indictment, they're calling for John Poindexter, his deputy Robert Gates, Oliver North, as well as the director of Central Intelligence, William Casey.
And you are listening to Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! Thank you, Mario, for bailing me out as we move into the third year of a tradition now on Democracy Now!, a shortcut through 1998.
What do I remember about 1998?
Well, 1998 was kind of hard to swallow.
Wouldn't be none but trouble. You'll have enough of that if you don't get home.
Just a stroll across the water.
1998?
It reads like a novel. Only it's nonfiction. It really happened.
Let's take the shortcut.
I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again.
Take me. What time is it? Ah, you rotten rascal.
What have we got a PC, huh?
Look at this, Bobby.
Evil. Was, very strong in those days.
Of course, the experience of it was somewhat different.
Mr. Speaker, the hindsight of history will be harsh on this Congress and this unfair process.
I wonder when historians write about this period, looking back on it, if they are going to dwell on Monica to the extent that we have this here.
The spirit of history is upon us, and the future of the Republic before us. Our obligation as citizens of the state are as old as human history and as fresh as the morning dew.
The American people were asleep. They were dead. The great, the giving, the earnest, energetic, and righteous American people had thrown in the towel. Nothing moved. Scandal and horror were as mundane as a yawn before bed. Honor, decency, heroism, and enterprise were looked on as quaint, largely inapplicable notions.
And it's another beautiful day in paradise, folks. And don't forget to buckle up out there in Radio Land. We have a good driver. Good driver.
The peace process was becoming more firm. Obviously, there are some people who want to wreck it.
The Jerry Springer Show.
The Roy Rogers Show.
Went through the crack.
How much more fun do we have had this past year?
And I'm sorry I asked you. I
don't want to paint you as a bad person.
Hey, look, Monica. We already know that you're going to lie and
their worst fears, most implausible dreams, and foulest conceptions were all right there in the metro section.
Let he that has no sin cast the first stone. Who among us has not sinned? What the president did was wrong. But his simple does not rise to the height, a sink to the depth of an impeachable offense. I know it, you know it, and most importantly, the American people know it.
There are some members in this chamber that seem to have forgotten history.
And now, a shortcut through 1998.
The impeachment of a president is a remedy of last resort.
William Jefferson Clinton, President of the United States, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied Air Forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait.
I have ordered a strong, sustained series of airstrikes against Iraq.
These attacks continue as I speak.
What is about? There's something evolving.
whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeated.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Newspapers shout, a new style is growing, but it don't know if it's coming or going. There is fashion, there is fat, some good, some is bad, and the joke feels rather sad that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Wake up, America. They are about to impeach our president.
We are beginning these hearings today in an atmosphere of utmost gravity.
Perjury and obstruction of justice cannot be reconciled.
I began by telling the president that there was a cancer growing on the presidency.
Do I consider resigning? The answer is no, I shall not resign. I have 3.5 years to go, or almost 3.5 years. And I'm going to use every day of those 3.5 years.
It's what I've tried to do for 6 years. It's what I intend to do for 2 more until the last hour of the last day of my term.
Some people will dance if they don't know who's singing. Why ask your head if your hips that are swinging? Life's for us to enjoy. Woman, man. Feel the pain, feel the joy, and sidestep the little bits of history repeating.
Now, I've had 3 ambitions in my life. One was this, 700 home runs. The other was to play 20 years. And if I had 46 home runs, I'd have my 700 home runs, and I'd sure be satisfied with everything.
You said it was unbelievable to be in the same sentence as Babe Ruth, but for our generation, you are Babe Ruth.
Well, thank you.
Swing, and a shot into the corner. It might make it. It just got over the left field wall in the corner.
And this may mean something special.
Old folks have ambitions and dreams too, like everybody else.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway.
This is Mercury Control. John Glenn in the Friendship 7 spacecraft.
I'm in awe because he pulled it off. I think if you just set that up and you try to put yourself in his place.
You've contributed mightily to our league, and tonight you gave one of the singular performances in the history of the NBA Finals. Thank you and congratulations, 1998 NBA Finals MVP Michael Jordan.
My life has to continue. You know, hopefully I'll put enough memories out there for everybody to at least have some thoughts about what Michael Jordan did in his 13 years.
What do I think of 1998? Is that the question?
Best year ever.
Who wants to have some fun?
Hello. The Bible say he without sin cast the first stone. I want you to know that there is not a member
don't shout quite so loud. Thank you. Now, I really mean it. I wish everyone to just calm down a little. And when I say everyone, I mean the press and the TV crews and all my colleagues, all the folks who make a living advising my colleagues. I think we need to calm down. So, You know, this is a terrific country. But sometimes we go a little crazy. And maybe that's part of our greatness, part of our freedom. But if we don't watch out, calm down, it all may just spin out of control.
It's hard to separate anything from the politics of the year. I think, you know, basic usual things have happened. Famous people have died. John Glenn's gone to space. We've bombed Saddam Hussein. But, you know, there, nothing compares to the fact that the Republican Party, the religious right, managed to actually vote impeachment.
I'm disappointed and I'm saddened by the actions of the majority in both the timing and in the method that we are considering the most important act that the Constitution asked us to perform.
I'm going to get into some of the specifics of why I believe that Article 1 should indeed be an impeachment of the President of the United States.
I'm watching the United States of America and the people here getting ready to impeach a president over a blowjob, to put it in the most complicated academic way. It is indeed disturbing. In the last analysis, that is what occurred.
How would you handle this? We could try ignoring it, sir. I see. Pretend nothing has happened and hope everything turns out all right in the morning. Just a thought, sir. I've considered that.
You look back in the year, it's definitely, I mean, to me, it's the Clinton thing that like keeps kind of coming up, but it's like, I was sure in the first couple of weeks that somehow someone was going to discredit Monica and the whole thing was going to blow over. But it just, you know, it just kept building and building. In the end, it looks really obvious that if he had just kind of said to us on the first day what he told us, like, you know, 9 months after the fact, we would have said, well, he had an affair, and we would have gone on from there. But
as anyone close to me knows, for months I have been grappling with how best to reconcile myself to the American people, to acknowledge my own wrongdoing, and still to maintain my focus on the work of the presidency. Nothing I can say now can add to that. What I want the American people to know, what I want the Congress to know, is that I am profoundly sorry for all I have done wrong in words and deeds.
The general offered no apologies. He said the soldiers erred in judgment. They should have hired a hooker. No apologies to the outraged Japanese. No sorry little girl. Pigs just took her. Skids and teeth marks. What happened to this place? Lawyers and loan sharks are paying America to waste.
Hate and loathing seem to be firing the American government, the governmental system. It seems to be running on an engine of hatred and self-interest.
So what makes a man a man in these tough times? As drug lords buy up the banks and warlords radiate the oceans, ecosystems fail. Snakes and snails and puppy tails are wagging in the wind beneath the trampled skids and teeth marks. What happened to this place? Liars and loan sharks are in America. To waste.
Listen, it's your country. The president is our flag bearer. He stands out in front of our people. And the flag is falling. Catch the falling flag as we keep our appointment with history.
You know, the world is getting more and more complicated. And politicians have to explain things to you in simpler terms so that they can get on the evening news.
The general offered no apologies.
You're listening to A Shortcut Through 1998, produced by Peter Beauchene. Don't worry, there's more, but if you'd like to get your own cassette copy, you can order one by calling 1-800-735-0230. That's 1-800-735-0230. You are listening to Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! We'll be back in a minute.
Umoja,
unity that brings us together.
Umoja,
unity that brings us together.
Umoja,
unity that brings us together.
You're listening to Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now!, the exception to the rulers. I'm Amy Goodman as we continue with A Shortcut Through 1998, produced by Peter Beauchene.
Here's a news flash just in.
President Clinton launched the largest military operation in his presidency.
Earlier today, I ordered America's armed forces to strike military and security targets in Iraq. They are joined by British forces. Their mission is to attack Iraq's nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons programs.
Ask him if he's living with her. Why does he give me his telephone number?
I say that you have the power to terminate that damage and heal the wounds that you have created.
Ask him, why does he come over? He's the one you need to be asking those questions, not me.
You sir may resign your post.
Bitch!
We need to stop destroying imperfect people.
The president gets impeached. The U.S. bombs Iraq. It's the government of sex and violence. That's 1998.
The first waves of the attack were made using cruise missiles launched from eight U.S. warships. The bulk of the American fleet is in the Gulf, including the aircraft carrier USS Enterprise and other smaller attack ships and naval aircraft.
This bomb was targeted to destroy.
I strongly disagree with the bombing of Iraq. I have deep regret that the president would have gone forward with this act.
And if you sleep, well, you better not go to do. Because bad things they will see right down into your sleep. And if you wake, well, you're gonna have another break.
This is part of international terrorism, obviously. The international players are America and others.
There can be no safe haven for terrorists.
I need peace. I get so damn.
Turned up so loud, turned up so loud. I need
died?
Chad, he killed himself this afternoon. I didn't want to tell you about it.
Well, does everybody else know?
Pretty much.
So I don't have to break it to anyone.
I'll take care of
it. We need to...
Send flowers. That's done.
And the...
Funeral? Tomorrow afternoon.
I'm going to miss some people. A lot of people died this year. A lot of people who had a great impact on my childhood. Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, believe it or not. Buffalo Bob. These were big chunks out of my childhood because television was new when they were around, and they played a prominent role in the afternoons of entertaining us as we got home from school.
And I'll never forget, we knew it was the last show. It was on an hour instead of just a half an hour, from 10 to 11 Saturday morning.
I don't believe you can talk. Well, Clarabelle, this is your last chance. Now, Clarabelle, if you can talk, prove it. Let's hear you say something.
He went, I said, you mean you can talk? You can learn? I shook him. I said, well, if you can talk, say something. And the camera dolly right into him, and he looked into the lens and he said, goodbye, kids.
Sherry Lewis was one of the very first women I ever knew of who was very much akin to me, i.e. a Jewish girl, obviously pleasant, nice, well brought up, her hair was combed nicely, but she was funny and she was on TV and she could talk through her teeth without moving her lips.
Sherry? Sherry?
Winky Dink died this year. The voice of Winky Dink. I loved Winky Dink. I had a Winky Dink set. In fact, I had two in my family. I had one and my sister had one.
I think in previous centuries and in the first half of the 20th centuries, parents felt they had to intimidate their children, just the way I was intimidated, scolded all the time, made to feel evil. Threatened with loss of love and maybe some kind of punishment. I used to be scared of my parents. I was scared of the policeman on the block. I was scared of my teachers. I was scared of barking dogs. I was scared of bullies.
Dr. Spock's babies have grown up, which is probably more than we can say for the doctor.
I'm telling you that Richard Nixon, J. Edgar Hoover, Senator John McClellan, et al., not just them, but all of the pieces of the power structure have to be apprehended. And I feel myself, you see, that the fate that they receive will depend upon the resistance they put up.
What do you know about that? After all, where do you come to a blonde with three children? What are you, an astronaut?
I think being an astronaut, to me, and I think to most of the chaps, was a continual challenge. Not just a challenge of being selected, but doing the best of all of them.
Of course, it was very, very sad that Roddy McDowall died. He always seemed such a wonderful, glamorous Hollywood figure, always palling around with his friend Elizabeth Taylor. And he grew up in the studio, and he was English, and he had all these great parts, including being an ape in Planet of the Apes.
I went looking for my past. But I found our future.
Explain.
You wouldn't understand.
Otto will make the future. With this.
Well then, Aldo may very soon be in the past.
Well, we're safe for now. Thank goodness we're in a bowling alley.
Man has many names for the Almighty. Buddha, Jehovah, Allah, Vishnu. But here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, they call him the Jack Lord. Yes, unbelievable as it may sound, these Midwestern Americans actually worship Jack Lord as a living god. Let us visit the mainland temple of the perfect wave and join the service already in progress.
Thank you.
Listen to me, son. Your team is losing.
They are?
Look, I'm not sure what I'm doing is right, but I'll take the full responsibility. I don't want you to let the guys down.
Most of the things that I've done, as far as the screen is concerned, or television, or stage, or anything for that matter, has always been fun. I've always enjoyed it. It's been something that I've derived a great deal of pleasure from.
Look, son, let me give you a tip. Cling to your youth. Time has a habit of moving forward, never backward, never motionless. Stay with it as long as you can.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
It was a really bad year for rock and Billy, right? Sort of the end of the line. Carl Perkins, who Sam Phillips once thought was going to be his replacement for Elvis at Sun Records. Also, the great pretender to the throne, Charlie Feathers.
Keep away from the corner, say what I got to say. Hold the one hand on, get you ready for a ride. To get one hand loose and I'll be satisfied. Give me free hand, baby, cause I want to rock. Turn it loose and maybe I will pull my top. Give me free hand, warm my legs, swing by my side. Give me one hand loose and I'll be satisfied.
Somebody help me. I can't help myself. Somebody got to help me, cause I can't help myself. I'm not doing too bad, baby. You know, I ain't got no brand new band. Hey.
Yes, I'd like this Time and Newsweek and a Lifesaver and the second time bomb on the right, please.
Weren't there two people this year that died by slamming into trees while they were skiing?
The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that blows her perfume through the air.
Music, 1998 was the year we lost Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys, who, among other things, sang lead on some of the best-known songs by the Beach Boys, including Good Vibrations and maybe their most beautiful record ever, God Only Knows.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows. knows what I'd be without you.
She was just different. She was a woman. The others were girls.
We could talk about Linda McCartney. She's a terrific photographer before she ever met Paul, and remained quite loyal to her old New York friends in music, journalism, and stuff. Not me particularly. I was a little younger girl, but she was always very nice to me.
She was very kind. She's a very kind person, so she's very sensitive and very deep. I just went for her in a big way, you know. That was it. We never looked back, four kids later.
And then I thought, well, I'd like to reminisce a bit. So I started looking through them, and I thought, yeah, I'll do it now.
Everything she did with her life was positive. Thanks a lot, Linda.
Linda's that wound is a little too fresh.
I'm heading for the last round of gonna saddle old paint for the last time and ride. So long, old pal, it's time your tears were dry. I'm heading for the last round up. Get along, little doggy, get along. Get along, little doggy, get along.
Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, I got no mule, I got no misery. Dog folks with plenty of plenty, I got a lock on the door. Afraid somebody's going to rob it while it's out, I'm making more. What for? Now I got no lock on my door, that's no way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor, that's okay with me, cause the things that I prize, like the stars in the skies, all are free.
You are listening to Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now!, a shortcut through 1998, produced by Peter Boschen. Don't worry, we're coming back on this last day of 1998. If you'd like a copy of today's program, you can call 1-800-735-0230. That's 1-800-735-0230. We'll break for stations to identify themselves, and then we'll be back in a minute.
For creation, creativity is inside of you and me. Whether art, dancing, or making up excuses, without the creativity, the end results are useless. To be original means to make something new. Individuality is only found in a few. If you're stuck on a problem, whenever in doubt, be creative and trust me, you'll figure it out. And when you do, feel better with a sense of pride, because you know what you made came from inside. When you make something new, what you do is create, and what you are is creative. And therefore use creativity to do this. And that's a principle of Kwanzaa, Kaumba, creativity. When you make something new, what you do is create, and what you are is creative. And therefore use creativity to do this. And that's a principle of Kwanzaa, Kaumba. One more time. When you make something new, what you do is create, and what you are is creative. And therefore use creativity. Sometimes you have to use your mind. When you do this, I'm sure that you will find, if you look somewhere along the line, you done made something new, the first of its kind. Creativity.
This is Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman as we continue with the last segment of A Shortcut Through 1998, produced by Peter Boschen.
And nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, I got no mule, I got no misery. Dog folks with plenty of plenty, I got a lock on the door. Afraid somebody's going to rob it while it's out, I'm making more. What for?
I got no lock on my door. That's no way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor. That's okay with me. Cause the things that I prize, like the stars in the skies, all are free. Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, I got my song, I got a heaven the whole day long. Oh, there's no use complaining. I got my gal, got my Lord, I got my song.
As is singing of my song, my old blue dog is dead and gone. I laid him in the quiet blue shade and dug his grave with a silver spade. Let him down with a golden chain. Every night I'd call his name. Blue, 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 blue. Wish it was me instead of you. Blue, 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 blue. Wish it was me instead of you.
I fly away to heaven and I won't fall when the angels carry me home. I want to see Jesus first of all when the angels carry me home.
Saddle him up. You go a long way before he tires. That's what you were thinking, wasn't it?
Kinda.
You scared?
I guess so.
Sure. Stands to reason. Let me help you.
Why is it so important to you? You don't care if I live or die.
Come on. Nobody wants to see you get killed. Hold it, where you going?
I don't know. Back to the office, I guess.
Oh, no, you're getting on the horse and you're getting out.
Don't shove me, Harv. I'm tired of being shoved.
Get out, Harvey.
I might just do that.
Then do it.
You don't mean that.
Try me.
I won't be back.
Good.
You're hankering to wander, Huckleberry Finn. You're hankering to go about as far as a body can. I knows mighty well that wandering mood you're in. Out I knows, cause we all got it, Huckleberry Finn.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we met the bloody British near the town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming to us nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where I couldn't go. They ran so fast, the hounds couldn't catch them. Down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but there wasn't nigh as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Junior Kimbrough. That was the saddest one, Junior Kimbrough, because, I'd heard a lot about his place in Mississippi and nearly made it there myself, and now that he's gone, I know I'm not gonna get there.
Calling my name.
do.
You know, another great hero, musical hero of my youth, and you'll think I'm kidding, but I'm not. Frankie Yankovic, the polka king, died this year. Frankie Yankovic was, to me, the greatest exponent of that music and beloved throughout the Upper Midwest, you know, really.
Harry Truman was our president. A Coke and burger cost you 30 cents. And I was still in love with Mavis Brown on the night Frankie Yankovic came to town. I Love Lucy debuted on TV. That was one big event we didn't see, 'cause no one stayed at home for miles around on the night Frankie Yankovic came to town.
Wake up, the music, the band has begun.
Bust in on you like this.
What?
Trouble.
Such a beating.
This is just simply terrible.
Somebody better listen to somebody about Liberty Valance. I've seen scuffed like ice.
Shh.
Want coffee? I make some breakfast.
Hey. Potatoes.
And beef stick apple pie. Someday you order something different and you all faint dead away. You go sit down, eat your supper before come the drunks.
I'm not
very
sure.
Go sit down, eat.
Penny Youngman. A woman comes up to me, she says, I'll do anything for $50. I says, paint my house.
A drunk walks into an elevator shaft. He falls down 10 flights. He's lying there bleeding. He says, I said, up. Folks, I got a wonderful doctor. If you can't afford the operation, he touches up the x-rays. My arm went. I went to the doctor. I said, doctor, face when I lift my arm like this. He says, don't do that.
Don't mess with my toot-toot. Don't mess with my toot-toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't mess with my toot-toot. When she was born in her bird suit, the doctor slapped her behind. He said, you're gonna be special, you sweet little toot-toot. Now you can look as much, but if you much as touch, you're gonna have yourself a case. I'm gonna break your face. Now don't mess with my toot-toot. Don't mess with my toot-toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't you mess with my toot-toot. Say pasa!
If I don't discover America, there's not gonna be a Benjamin Franklin. Or a Star-Spangled Banner in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And no Ray Charles.
Ray Charles! You gonna find Ray Charles? Is he in America?
I said, sure, that's where all those records come from.
Salzburg, January 27th, Wolfgang Amadeus is born. 1761, at the age of 5, Amadeus begins composing. 1791, Mozart composes the Magic Flute. On December 5th of that same year, Mozart dies. 1985, Austrian rock singer Falco records.
Kind of make me sort of wonder. I mean, it kind of make us feel that it's our turn next, you know, because a lot of people who left town are people whom we knew. Stokely Carmichael, of course, Kwame Ture. And having known him and so on, it's touched me, and I just, looking at something early and saw his name again, and it just kind of reminded me about that there isn't much left for those of us who were around in the 60s, you know, with people like that.
Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. We want black power. 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 We want black power.
I like to dress up for my woman. Put on my silk.
You've been listening to A Shortcut Through 1998, produced by Peter Beauchamp. If you'd like to order a cassette copy of the program, you can call the Pacifica Archives at 1-800-735-0230. That's 1-800-735-0230. And on this last day of the year, I have three people to say a special thank you to. First, Joe Wilson, who's just left, is our development director. His belief in grassroots organizing and the possibilities of people working together, his notes and calls of support through difficult times, his encouragement, his kind words and optimism. Thank you, Joe, for being there. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. Then there's Jeremy Scahill, our producer for the last two seasons. I met the great 23-year-old a year ago in December at the Catholic Worker, a movement, a group of people committing their lives to working with the poor through houses of hospitality around the country. Our year together has been one long conversation. Jeremy went from preparing news headlines for Democracy Now! To producing the program for over half a year. His talent, his curiosity, his tirelessness egged me on as well. From the Petersburg prison in Virginia, where we interviewed Phil Berrigan, to our dinner and interview with Howard Fast, Jeremy's favorite writer. And then there were the civil disobediences, from the office of the AIDS czar in Washington, where ACT UP took over to protest President Clinton's lack of support for needle exchange, to Andrews Air Force Base, that's right, covering a plowshares action there, nuns and priests hammering on a B-1 bomber to protest U.S. militarism. We were held incommunicado for more than 6 hours, investigated by JAG and the FBI, then released after our tapes were confiscated, officially banned from entering Clinton's Air Force Base for 2 years, then, in the end, the military being forced to back down and rescind its ban and bar order. And there was Nigeria, a three-week trip that I can't begin to put into words. Thank you, Jeremy. It's been an amazing year. And even as you move on, may the conversation continue. And then there's Julie Drizin, our executive producer, a truly amazing woman. Julie's been at Pacifica for 6 years. She began as news director of Pacifica Network News, then became the producer of Democracy Now!, the program she named and gave birth to. It's her dedication, imagination, persistence, and intelligence that have guided this show through almost 3 years. After a year of producing Democracy Now!, she moved on to become executive producer of all national programs at Pacifica. She's been a voice of reason and, thank God, a voice of unreasonable optimism and encouragement as well. Julie's commitment to social justice will continue to burn bright. It's just her job that will change. As she leaves us at Pacifica today, I won't say leaves us behind. Because of her skill and vision, she leaves us far ahead of where she found us. And the whole network owes her a tremendous debt of gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Julie. As you become someone else's guiding light, thank you for shining as bright for us for as long as you have. You now move on to a new job and the biggest challenge of all, giving birth to new life and new projects. Joe, Jeremy, Julie, we wish you the very, very best because you are the very, very best.
Stay home here a while, then adjust.
It just went by in a blink.
A Shortcut Through 1998 was produced by Peter Beauchamp.
I was dreaming when I wrote this. Forgive me if it goes. And thank you to all the Pacifica stations as we come to the end of the year. KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, and WBAI, and WPFW. As well as all of our affiliates who air Democracy Now! Around the country, and especially to you, the listener, a very happy new year. Thank you for making us possible. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mario Murillo, Maria Carrion, and Max Pringle. Our executive director is Julie Drizin. Our technical director, Errol Maitland. Our webmeister, Michelle Garcia. Our email address, democracy@pacifica.org. For the full 60-minute shortcut through 1998, again, you can call 1-800-735-0230. That's 1-800-735-0230. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for listening to another edition of Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now!, and have a very happy new year. They say to the